Austin is in a relationship. Wow, go figure. Stay tuned. Southern Charm After Show starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name, say my name.
Make sure you say the right name, though, right? Not Catherine, but
Thomas.
Why, Thomas? Actually, why in a lot of stuff, right?
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome, Southern Charm After Show. My name is Maite Carrillo, and I have my lovely co-host joining me today.
Hi, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas.
And it's just the two us girls today.
That's right. Holding down the fort.
Yes. Of course, Crystal and Matt, you guys are missed, but you guys will be here next week, hopefully. Yes, that they can make it. So, okay, let me just first start. I had to take a deep breath. Oh. And a sign of relief after watching this episode, because it was just a lot.
So many times. Yeah, so many times. So many things happening with, well, first of all, my girl Patricia. She knows how, I think this episode was the first episode that I've seen her standing.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen Patricia out of her chair, let alone out of her home. Really? It was nice to see her stand. I was like, oh, she has legs. Oh, yeah. Look at her. Look at her stand in her regal way.
She's wearing those long caftans all the time.
I know, but she's always in her throne of her home. True. And then she just moved thrones at Gwen's.
Yeah.
Still with her drinks.
Yeah. Did you see her car, though? She walked out of there.
Oh, I missed the car.
You didn't see the car?
No, I got to go back and
it
watch
it. It was a Bentley.
Of course it was.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't it be, right?
Of course it was.
So, like we said, a lot of stuff happened. And, you know, it's just us two here. So we definitely have to break it down.
Yes.
I want to start off talking about Patricia and Ashley, as you mentioned. So we get to this spot called Gwen's, which, I mean, I've never heard of. Are you from the South?
I am.
Okay, you're from the South.
I'm from Nashville.
Okay, so the accent, I knew it.
Yes,
So then, is it popular out there, I guess? Is there a Gwen's out there in Nashville?
You know, when I've been in LA for about 7 years, and when I was there, there was not a Gwen's, but there's definitely stores similar to, like, a Gwen's feeling.
Okay, so is it kind of like a Neiman Marcus?
More boutique-y. More boutique-y, like, they carry these high-end designer clothes, but it feels less department store-y, less chain, more like you're going into somebody's living room and, like, having a private showroom to yourself.
Yeah, because they pop the bubbly.
Ugh.
So, Ashley, so who shows up first is Patricia herself. She shows up on time.
Of course.
And Ashley is late. But it's fine because
she on that Cali time.
Yeah.
I guess that's got to be her first thing that she learns in Patricia's finishing school is how to show up on time. You can't blame the LA traffic anymore.
No.
Sorry.
Doesn't take you 20 minutes to get anywhere. And so they're out there and, you know, Ashley starts wearing all of these clothes and modeling and she looks very different. I guess she said that she's trying to turn her into a Southern Belle.
Okay.
Which I honestly mean, I don't think it's actually doable. Especially for her.
Well, I have to agree. At what Whitney said in a couple of episodes ago was that to some degree, it's in your roots.
It's in your DNA, he said.
Yes, it's in your DNA. Yeah. Yes. And I kind of agree with that. I mean,
So she's out there and she's saying, okay, we're doing personal styling on you, which Pat never does.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says, never refer yourself as a Barbie doll right after she comes out.
Well, yes.
Ashley.
I think Patricia just is a person that has more respect and class and elegance than, say, maybe a Barbie. But I'm never mad at a Barbie. And her body's banging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. Ashley's body is – I thought she looked really good in those clothes.
I guess. I'm not a fan of hers, so I guess.
Well, I'm not either. We talked about this a little bit last week.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm not a big Ashley fan at the moment is because I feel like she plays the damsel in distress. She plays the victim. She's playing a lot dumber than she actually is.
Yeah.
I think.
I feel like the onion is slowly peeling with her. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain layers that are being uncovered.
Yeah.
And a lot of it was uncovered this episode. But, I mean, from the preview for next week's, oh, I feel like
the gloves
it's
going to
go down. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, I I don't know. I mean, I think what Patricia was saying was just have more respect for yourself than that, than just referring to yourself as a Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not a showpiece. You're not a doll. You're not a piece of plastic. You know, be a lady. Be a person that brings something to the table.
Yeah, and then she said, oh my God, I feel like I'm from Pretty Woman right now. And then Pat was like, no, don't say that either.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it's an LA thing to say.
I can understand the meaning behind it, but I also understand, I mean, again, it's in Patricia's DNA. I mean, mm-hmm. she oozes elegance. She oozes refined and class.
And those hidden little gems that she was throwing. She says she knows how to close a deal, which, Patricia, you sure do know how to close a deal. She's been married like 3-4 times.
Ugh.
She's got that huge rock on her hand. I mean, she says she was, I think, in her last relationship. I can't remember which relationship it was, but she's like, I was with him for 5 months, and then he popped the question.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew I had sealed the deal. I'm like, hello, can you please have like a seminar or something? Write a book. Like, I want to put this out into the universe for it to happen.
I think so many people would go and attend anything that she throws, really.
Yeah.
But she is like, she's like the moth, and we're all just, I mean, she's like the flame, and we're all these little moths that just like are drawn to her. You cannot help but just be like sucked in her presence. And I've never even been in her presence. I just see her on TV show.
Oh,
and I'm like glued. Like, whatever you do, I follow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because somebody asked us from last show, do we, you know, who do we think is more elegant, say,
Patricia, in our comments section,
or LVP, which we have, guys. If you want to hop in on the live chat, we got it going right now. We also love comments after the show, so please,
we see them, we read them, we reply.
Let us know your thoughts. And the question was Patricia versus LVP. Who do you think's classier?
Lisa Vanderpump, right?
Yes, I'm sorry, Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I know her as LVP too, but I don't know if some of our listeners or viewers know LVP.
Yes, Lisa Vanderpump from Vanderpump Rules and from Beverly
Real Housewives. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, I think Patricia all the way. She's got my money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think so, Patricia?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's. I think it's the difference between old money and new money. I think.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I think.
Patricia is old money.
100%.
Yes.
It goes deep.
Yeah.
For her. It goes deep. Whereas, like, LVP has built this huge empire.
She hustles.
She does. She's, like, a huge hustler, and she's super wealthy because of it.
Yeah.
I
often wonder where she's going to stop, if she ever will, but she just doesn't.
She...
With Vanderpump Rules and Real Housewives and God knows what else, I mean, that lady is just hustling.
She's grinding. She's grinding. But, yeah, Patricia, have a seminar. We'll come.
Right. And then she also says, you know, a piece of advice that she gives to Ashley is, like, you need to have your life set up first. She's like, you can't give up your life and then expect for him to kind of cater to you, because then he's going to lose interest.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because I actually agree with her.
Oh, yeah.
You can't move from one place to another, I mean, way across, you know, across the pond or whatever, and then not have anything to stand for yourself.
Yep, I totally agree. And I think that the little magic piece of that puzzle there is leaving a little mystery.
Mm.
Do you know, if you go out into the world every day, if she goes out in the world every day and she works or she volunteers or she contributes or she does something, she's got something else to talk to her man, her husband, other people about.
That's true.
You know, a piece of her day that he doesn't know about.
Yeah.
You know, if she's just at home, you know, I don't know, hanging out all day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what
do you do, girl?
What kind of mystery is she leaving for him? You know, I think if she goes out and she contributes and I don't know, just does something.
Well, she's a nurse. So,
yeah.
I mean, she's saying that, like, her state license was going to take time and it's a lot of hard work. But it's like, don't you kind of plan all of this out before you make a huge move?
I mean, one would think that would be a good place
to start.
I don't
know, girl. Maybe she was depending on the show and she's like, I'm going to be on the show and I'm going to see how it goes. And that's going to be income for her, too.
Okay.
Because we all know that she must get paid something for being on the show.
Something, I guess. But
Whitney cuts that check, so.
He sure does.
Mm-hmm.
He sure does.
And then from there, we jump into the boys' night, which, oh my God.
I think this is the smartest idea I've ever heard in my entire life, actually.
Oh, wait. No. Not Patricia's boys' night.
Oh.
We're talking about boys' night with when they're at the bar, and it's Whitney.
Oh, Whitney.
And he's serving the wine.
Yeah, Whitney and Thomas and...
Where Thomas talks smack about Ashley.
Yeah.
So, I swear, every time I see Thomas's face, I'm just... I roll my eyes. I'm like, I can't. And then when I see JD, I roll my eyes twice. I'm like, I can't even deal.
Ugh.
They're both just a hot mess.
Somebody needs to, like, cage those animals and just rein them in because, I don't know.
Right.
They're both next level.
So, he complains about... Thomas complains about Ashley.
Yes.
And says... you know, sex comes out of his mouth all the time, and he talks about their sex life, and he talks right. about how many times he hooked up with Catherine,
yeah,
and the on and off going relationship between them, and how he would hook up occasionally with Catherine. Now, if I'm Ashley and I'm watching this back, I am just questioning this whole situation more than ever. Like, if you're seeing it run on national television, mm-hmm. how are you still with him? Because they're still together.
Yeah, Ashley and Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah. As of today. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it would be really hard to see. Look, they have a history together. They have two kids together. They're obviously going to have to co-parent together. They're going to be in each other's lives for forever, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be difficult for any woman to come in and kind of see that relationship and not feel threatened. But then to hear him talk about it in that way,
yeah.
I feel like is, A, super disrespectful
totally.
to Ashley and to Catherine. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, I think at some point, just zip it. Just zip it, Thomas.
Yeah, he just doesn't learn.
No.
And then he says the one thing that he just can't give up is, like, women. But he has to do it because he's with Ashley. He's, like, totally sneaking around. Which, ugh. By the way, later on, we do have some news on him on our news segment. Which will... Right. And we have some news on Craig and Naomi.
Oh.
And they're doing, like, interviews here and there. So I can't wait to talk to you about
that.
That's
so good.
But someone who's always talking, right, and keeps us entertained...
is Miss Maria.
Woo!
And if you don't know about it, we got a podcast for you. So, Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our very own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. Maybe we should send it to Thomas.
Yes.
From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
Free!
Yay! We love free. Not $10,000 like we spent on Gwen's today.
God!
Be sure to rate and comment when you do go and let them know that your Southern Charm crew Woo! Sent you there. And Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition. Check it out, y'all.
Yes, you guys have to check it out.
Come on. Because
it's real good. She serves real good tea, too.
Yeah. Ooh, she's good.
Yeah. And also, I have to talk about this love triangle. I like to call it a love triangle. I don't know.
I don't know which.
So now we're jumping into Austin.
Okay.
Chelsea.
Yes.
And now Victoria.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think about Victoria?
What do I think about Victoria? Okay. So far, she's cute. She definitely knows what she wants. Mm-hmm. She comes in right away saying, these are my mm-hmm. expectations. This is what I want.
What do you want? She asks him, right?
Sure. Yeah. 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 Which I think is very smart of her. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a lot of ways, I think he broke her heart, but I think she's been burned by Austin once.
Yeah.
And I think she's super cautious, and I think she knows what she has to offer.
Right.
And I think it was really, really bold of her to come in and be like, look, if we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and these are my standards.
Right.
And so I was really impressed with that. She's a little, in the 3 minutes that we saw her, vanilla for me.
Same here.
You know?
She comes off a little bit naive, too. The reason why I'm saying this is because, first off, she's Chelsea's friend.
Yeah.
She got into that mess herself. Mm-hmm. You know what you're getting yourself into if you're jumping into a relationship.
Yeah.
In such short amount of time with a friend of yours that was together. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
that whole scenario. So for me, it's kind of like, you know, he left her to be because he still had feelings for Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's coming back and he's saying, no, actually, I miss you, Victoria, and I want to be back with you.
Sloppy seconds.
Exactly. Ugh. It's like you can't keep on going back and forth.
Yeah.
And then Victoria's like, okay, well, I just want you to want me. You should never have to ask that.
Right.
Or request, have that as a request. Like, right. I just want you to want me. And it's like, you're asking girl for way too much. Like, that should already be a given. You shouldn't even have to ask for it.
Yeah. I think in a lot of ways, she is kind of a low-dangling fruit for Austin right now, and he's just gonna nibble on that apple.
Yeah,
until he gets the cherry at the top or yeah. something. I don't know, my fruit references are off today.
Yeah. Girl, don't worry, we're all kinds of off after. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yes, we do. But the thing about it too is that I feel like he comes off really, really desperate to be in a relationship.
Well, sure.
Because, yeah. I mean, judging by the last episode, not this one, how he went up to Chelsea and he's like, let's get out of here. And Chelsea's like, I think not. Yeah.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he's jumping into a relationship. Like,
I know.
This guy cannot be alone.
Well, again, I think it has to do with the fact that he's just... Here's the thing. This has got to not feel great, I guess, when you're watching this back. But... I'm going to break up with you to go pursue things with this other girl that I had feelings for, who's then going to reject me, so then I'm going to come back to you because...
Yeah.
I have nobody I'd rather, else. It's because I'd rather have Victoria than nothing.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of how it feels at this point. Yeah. Which is not cool on Austin's part.
No. But I don't think they're together anymore.
Yep.
Right?
I think, agree. Well, I don't know if they're together or not.
He's in a relationship with another girl.
Yes.
Who hasn't been introduced yet.
Yes. But I think her name starts with an M.
I don't know her name. But I just watched an interview that he gave. And yeah. It comes out and it says that he is in a stable relationship. And he's been with this girl for quite some time.
Yes.
Which is sad because I really want it. Honestly, I just want to see Chelsea happy.
I know.
And they both make such a great couple.
No, they don't.
You don't think so?
No.
I mean, I get it, the fact that he could, like, she could do so much better.
She's way too good for Austin. And I think Austin's adorable, but I just think he's like a little puppy dog, and I think she's way too strong for him, and I think she needs a man that can, like, banter back with her, that can say, and that can fight for her.
Really great chemistry, though. Is that enough?
I think they have good chemistry, but I don't think he would go to bat for her. At the end of the day, I think she's way too strong for him. I think she needs somebody that's going to allow her to be a little bit vulnerable. And Austin is not that guy. Mm-hmm. I don't think.
See, now you said it like that, it does make sense. But still, I mean, I just see them both together and I'm like, oh, God, why couldn't they just make it work?
I know. They're super cute.
He could have just been such a, like, a man, you know, the type of man that she needed. But
well, yeah, yeah. He can't step up. He's too Peter Pan-ish.
They all have Peter Pan syndrome.
I know.
Is Southern charm.
It is. This is South.
Peter
y'all.
Pan syndrome revolves around these
guys.
You
know what she needs? She needs like a lumberjack. Do you know what I mean? Like, she needs a man, like a manly man that's like going to be able to go chop some wood and then,
yeah.
you know, pop a like bottle of wine and romance
go fish.
Her,
right.
You know? I mean, she needs somebody, I think, that is going to be.
Maybe she needs to get out of the South.
No. I think she'll find what she's looking for in the South.
I just was looking up, and it looks like he has some people, a girl on his Instagram named Naomi.
Oh, wait. It can't be.
No,
it's
not.
Is it another Naomi? It's probably another Naomi.
It might be another Naomi.
The photo.
Let's see.
Let's see the picture.
Oh, that looks like her. Yeah, that actually.
Okay.
That was on February 25th.
So our producer, Bree, just told us right now that apparently, right, Austin's new girl is named Naomi. So, huh. But we'll do more. We'll dig a little bit deeper into this, and then you know, next show we'll have more details on that.
I'm gonna do a deep dive on this.
Yes,
one.
You got to go deep on IG. And so from this whole love triangle, I don't know. It was just too much to take in. I'm curious to see where this goes, because apparently he still hasn't told Chelsea that he's in a relationship. So we'll see that in the next episode. But from there, we jump into the all-male dinner at Patricia's house.
Which is the best idea that I've ever heard in my entire life.
It is?
From Patricia's standpoint. Okay, because Patricia is the only person that can bring all of those egos together.
Oh, that's...
And still be the most powerful person in the room.
I guess she likes to feel... Well, she said she likes to feel like she's the only woman and get all this attention from all these guys. But who wants attention from Thomas?
Okay.
And JD.
It's not even really about the attention, I really think. I think it's more just about the power may not be the right word, but she's just, she walks in and she knows that she's the most important person in that room. Regardless, and that's a lot of male energy and a lot of ego.
That's true. But that's Patricia, like, altogether. She walks in and it's showstopper.
Yeah, but think about it. Think, you got Craig, you've got Austin, you've got Shep, you've got JD, you've got Whitney, and you've got Thomas. All in one room. That is a massive amount of ego.
Yeah.
In one, at one table. And she's so not even fazed by it. I just think it's got to feel so good for her.
She knows how to work these guys, these men. She's in her element.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I feel like she's like the classy version of Samantha from Sex and the City, like all grown up. Do you know what I mean? She, like, knows how to own a man. I don't know. She's got a little Samantha in her, I think.
Okay. When it comes to men and her working her way and being charming, yes.
Yeah.
But Samantha's, like, you know, whole different ballgame.
Well, yeah. That's another show, y'all.
Yes.
That's another show.
But then Thomas, again, he starts talking smack about Ashley. And I actually had to write this quote down because it slipped through him. And I'm not, of course, he probably doesn't know what he's saying and he doesn't think before he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, "I have all the power and the money. Who are you?" So he said this in regards to, I guess, the night before, him and Ashley went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to a piano bar and Ashley wanted to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. He wanted to stay. He doesn't know how to compromise. He didn't want to compromise. He was acting like a little baby.
Yep.
And so this caused an argument.
Yep.
And so now, I guess, from there, they weren't in speaking terms. And so he made this comment. Like, he's, like I said, "I have all the power and the money. Who are you?" Questioning. Mm. It's like, wow.
Do you know what Thomas needs? Thomas needs...
Thomas is a lot.
Thomas needs a dog.
A dog.
A dog. He doesn't need a woman. He needs a dog.
Why?
I'm just saying, like, if you want somebody to just be your companion and be there when you get home and
with your
love
mouth
you...
Shut.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Doesn't argue back. Doesn't
control him.
Doesn't even try to have an opinion about anything. Just... is so happy to see you when you walk through the door and wags its little tail and follows you around. Thomas, get a dog. Don't get a woman.
Don't get a woman.
I'm just saying, like, he keeps picking these women that are strong and strong-headed and strong-willed. And even Ashley, like, has some sort of an opinion to offer.
Right.
And he doesn't want anything to do with it.
How do you think he's going to take it once Catherine is actually in a relationship? Because as of right now, the cards, like, you know, he's basically owning this whole situation. And he's loving it.
No, I think Catherine's owning the situation.
I think both of them are. Catherine is having fun and she's working the system. Because, girl, as you should work the system.
Yeah.
She knows what to tell him, what to say, how to move her hands,
yep.
Everything.
She's
smile and nod.
Playing him like a fiddle.
Because he has her kids.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, he's enjoying this too because to him, it's kind of like, well, these two girls are, you know, fighting for me and they're treating me well.
Yeah. Well, it's like he's got the angel and the devil on his shoulder and he's not going to get rid of either one of them,
no.
Right? He's got little Ashley, which is his, like, little piece right now. And then he's got little Catherine on the other side gives him what he wants. But they're at the end of the day, they're both sitting there stroking his ego.
Yeah.
You know?
And they're both... they're both little devils, too.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's going to come out, though, I feel.
That's true.
They're going to go head-to-head. But, yeah, he makes all these comments, and it's just – it's really, really disgusting to see.
I also hated just another quote, just another pebble of wisdom from Thomas that he dropped at either – I think it was at that dinner when he said, "Why can't we just have as many as we can afford?"
Oh, yes! I wrote that down,
"Why can't we marry as many women as we can afford?"
I wrote that down, too.
I was like, I'm sorry. What? Who says that? Why can't we marry as many women as we can afford? I have no words.
I have no words either because I think this was the part where I just kept on looking at you and I'm like, is this really happening? Is he really saying all this stuff?
Like who really thinks that though?
I just don't get it.
Ugh, anyway.
Who understands him? I don't know, but Catherine has understood him for some time.
Hmm.
But then... we get into a really juicy part because as he's speaking, I think he's had a little too many drinks and he's slurring his words.
Uh-huh.
And then what does he say? Catherine! He says Catherine's name as opposed right. to Ashley when referencing a certain situation.
I think they were referencing marriage.
Yes, yes.
They're referencing marriage, and I think, and he said, well, I told Catherine that if she wants to be married, blah, 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 blah,
and
blah.
Everybody was like, whoa,
what? Catherine? What?
He's like, Ashley.
No, Ashley.
You said Catherine.
I mean, Freudian slip, I don't know. I said this last week. I think their brands of crazy really match each other really well. I think Thomas's brand of crazy and Catherine's brand of crazy somehow work in a real weird, funny sort of way.
Yeah.
But I think any woman on the face of the earth is too good for Thomas, especially Catherine.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's just how I feel.
But
yeah, and I do think that Catherine is playing him like a fiddle right now. I think she knows she said in the beginning she's got him exactly where she wants him.
Right.
They're able to co-parent cordially.
Right.
They're able to be, you know, to be around each other.
They're
and
very
be,
mature.
Yeah, be for Catherine is like blowing my mind this season.
Yeah.
She's like a whole new woman. I'm enjoying aspects of the new Catherine.
Exactly. Yes. Because I feel like something's coming up and I'm questioning it and I'm like, this is too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
I need the old Catherine to bring in a little bit of that spice and that sass.
Well, and especially I will say the one time that I kind of want to like shake Catherine, not to get too far off topic, but you know how they show her in Gwen's and she's putting together this outfit for this hypothetical person that she's styling.
Yes.
She gets the internship at Gwen's, which who knew that was going to happen after that interview?
I couldn't stop laughing when I was watching.
Hey, thank goodness for her, because I think that's really, I think it's exciting, and I think she's super excited about it.
Can I get some water, please? I'm just kidding.
No, but she's putting together this outfit. She clearly has good instincts. I just wish she would operate with a little more confidence. She kind of hung the items up there, and she's like, "Well, I really think
this she is uses a really that pretty, voice.
This is a really pretty top that would be really pretty for a night out, and this would be really." I was just like, "Oh my gosh! Like, speak up, talk loud, like use
be
your
confident.
Voice, be confident, because you're gorgeous, you have great instincts, you know what you can do, you know what you have to offer, so offer it, girl. Don't hold back."
That's because she's been under Thomas's wrath all this entire time.
Right?
And he's probably brought her down to a certain degree.
Sure.
You know, but we don't really get to see that side, because what she portrays during her interviews and in the show, it's like she's a strong, independent woman, right?
Yeah.
Who has caused a lot of drama, but slowly she's progressing and she's growing up.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. Do we have anybody on our live chat agreeing, disagreeing?
The latest comment that we got was back on Austin and Chelsea. Mm. Austin can't have Chelsea, so Victoria is a consolation prize.
Yep, you are.
Which I happen
right.
to agree with.
Yes, we agree with you there.
Yep. Also, love this show and love this panel, says Julia, the health girl.
Woo! So,
thanks,
hey,
Julia.
Girl,
we
thank
love you,
you
girl.
So I have to jump into our not so charming segment.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
So, get it, girl. What is your not so charming segment?
My not so charming of tonight was Thomas's family photo that he posted on social media of him and their kids with Miss Ashley at Halloween. I thought that was way not cool.
Yes.
And if I was Catherine, I would have called his out too.
Mm-hmm. She did in a very, very sophisticated, grown-up, mature way.
She did.
Calling him out to dinner, sitting him down, complimenting him.
Yes, complimenting, flirting a little bit, getting
the
little
hair right there.
Oh, so thank you.
Yeah.
Have another glass of wine.
Uh-huh.
By the way, if you ever put our kids on social media with that girl again, you're going to hear from me. Yeah.
She should.
Yeah. I thought that was way not charming.
Jeez, my not so charming moment has got to be, oh man, this is a tough one, because I want to say Thomas, just I'm going to say just Thomas because it was the entire episode. All of it. I just couldn't even deal. Not so charming.
Yeah.
You know, in the South, I guess you expect a woman to be proper and to keep their mouths closed and kind of like go with the flow. And then men get to say all this stuff and really not care. And they get away with things. So that's my not so charming segment.
There you go. Can I just say, wait, one tiny little a good charming, not so charming.
Okay, yes.
Was Palmer's nursery.
Oh, yes.
That nursery is on point. Way to go, Cameron.
Which, by the way, we're waiting for Palmer to get here.
Her grand arrival.
Yes.
We thought Tanae was going to be today, and it wasn't.
At the very end, they're like, well, she's still preggo. Yep.
Oh, girl, I feel you. I know what it's like to be overdue, and it's not fun.
Were you overdue?
I was a week overdue, and I was induced.
Oh, I was just about to ask you that.
Yeah.
If you were induced.
Yep, sure was. They put me on the Pitocin drip, and it worked.
Oh, so. As they put her on that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But apparently it didn't work for her.
I'm sorry, girl. That is a lot to go through. So.
Well, she has a healthy baby girl, as we've seen on social media.
That's
so
right.
That's what's really important.
Yep.
But now we're going to jump into our news segment.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I like this music.
It
makes you feel really important. Like, hey, guys. So I have three stories to share with you guys when it comes to news.
Get in it.
So first off, we're going to talk about these claims. We're only going to talk about them briefly because I'm sure we've talked about them before about Thomas. And he's being accused of sexually assaulting his nanny, which we've seen on the show. Her name is Dawn. She's known as Nanny Dawn on the show.
And she was in the first episode, yeah?
Yes. And she claimed to People that she is a woman who reported Ravenel to police on May 7th for allegations of sexual assault. So apparently, when she was sexually assaulted, the kids were also inside the home. Right. And she just describes in detail everything that happened, which is very terrifying. But at the same time, she still stayed there working for him. So that's the confusion I'm getting. I'm like, girl, you should have bounced out of there ASAP. So she says, although I believe he should be in jail for his crimes, the reality, according to statistics, is that he will go unpunished. And she says, I feel the only justice I will receive is to share my story in the efforts to educate the public and support assault survivors. So, hey, at least she's speaking out. She's saying something.
She's getting it out there. So I applaud her on that for sure.
Yeah.
We'll find out, I guess, more
as the weeks go by.
But, ooh, way to speak out, girl.
I feel like there's going to be many more coming forward.
Yep.
And then on other news, Naomi, I have to talk about her and her new boo thing.
Yes.
So she confirmed her relationship with the anesthesiologist. I'm not going to say his name because I might butcher his name as people butcher my name all the time. And in an interview with People, she confessed that she's very, very happy and that he's wonderful. And they asked her if she would bring him onto the show. And she said, I don't think so. Definitely not.
No way.
Which is so sad because I'm like, no, we already don't get to see like some of the relationship between Cameron and her husband.
Right.
I want to see this relationship.
I know.
So she said definitely not when she was asked about sharing her personal relationship with the viewers. And then she added, I think I learned that lesson the hard way. And also, speaking of Naomi, she shared that her and Craig wish each other well and the best. And that she understands that they didn't work out and it's time to move on and just be happy. But now, let me tell you.
What, girl?
Yes. So... I'm like, let me tell you.
Tell me. I'm dying.
So, Naomi also, well, Craig, right? He appeared on, I guess he was like on a red carpet.
Okay.
And he says, they questioned him on whether he knew that Naomi was dating somebody else. And he says, as long as she stays out of my life, then I'm happy for her.
Oh.
Yes. And he added, I just don't want her getting involved with anything I'm doing.
Okay, Craig.
A little sour, are we?
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Craig claims they haven't really said hi to each other in recent months and that he is aware that she's dating. And he said, I knew him before. It's what she wanted. She wanted someone with, like, a very structured job with a real job. Her making it officially was weird, but they had been together for a while.
Okay.
Yes. And Naomi, you know how she mentioned that she wanted to start her own business and she was venturing off into different stuff.
Yep.
So I guess now it's been in the works and she's probably going to launch something in June or July.
Way to go, Naomi.
Yeah.
All right.
So Naomi's got a lot going on for herself.
That's right.
But yeah, this was a lot to take in.
It sure was.
I'm glad we talked about it.
I feel much better now.
I do too.
I feel like I can breathe.
Thanks, girl.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
But if you guys want to stay in tune and let us know your comments, what you guys think, you guys can follow us everywhere on Twitter, Instagram. Let them know where to find you, Laura.
Yep, I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And I'm Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at Maitha Creo _. And we will see you here next week.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.